The Attorney General in Israel has ordered a criminal investigation into excessive spending at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's residences. The announcement comes after a watchdog said large sums of public funds were being spent at Netanyahu's official residence and their private home. The sums are reported to have been spent on food, furniture, cleaning, and gardening. According to the report published in February, cleaning at the resort home in Caesarea, where they sometimes spend their weekends, costs $2,100 in taxpayers' money per month. The report also cites that garden purchases at Netanyahu's house may violate the law. Netanyahu's office has not commented on the report yet, but the premier and his wife have been under scrutiny for their lavish lifestyle over the past years. Let's speak to Trevor LeBond, political commentator, joining us on the line from Austin. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, as we've just mentioned, this is not the first time that the expenses and spending of Netanyahu and his wife have come to the fore. What do you make of these recent allegations?
Well, I think that they are trying to remove Netanyahu from power. Netanyahu himself says that this is all part of a media barrage to and a witch hunt to remove him from power, because elements of the Jewish left believe that he is crashing the Zionist project, and so now they're just digging up all kinds of interesting dirt on him and getting ready to retire him, is how it looks to me.
Well, that's interesting that you say that. How is Netanyahu crashing the Zionist project, in your opinion?
He's way too loud and brash and way too overt with his warmongering, and the public has been waking up over the last several years with Netanyahu's lies about Iran's nuclear program, and he's just not clever enough. And so we have in America, as a counterpart to AIPAC, we have J Street, which have the same goals of Zionist domination in the region and in the world, but that employ stealthier and more clever tactics than Netanyahu's messianic warmongering.
So if this does spiral out, who do you think could be a replacement for Netanyahu, considering that the people did vote in an extreme right-wing government?
It will definitely be somebody that is going to try to make Israel look like it's cooling its jets a little bit and it's less warmongering. I couldn't name who it might be, but what we'll get is the same policies, but with a little bit more makeup.
Okay, let's leave it there for now. That's political commentator Trevor LeBond joining us on the line from Austin. Mr. LeBond, thank you very much for your comments here on Press TV.